Making news this morning, TikTok loses their bid to overturn the ban. Remember the thing where TikTok was told you got to sell your company to a U.S.-based whatever, or you need to shut down operations starting January 19th of 2025. Federal appeals court has upheld that U.S. law, as I described it. They tried to overturn the ban. TikTok and its supporters argued that the law violated their First Amendment free speech protections, but three judges didn't agree, holding that the government acted solely to protect Americans from a foreign adversary nation. They also did say there's a lot of other ways you can get your voice out. We're just saying no to this one. The fight could now head to the U.S. Supreme Court, and we'll see how that goes with a new administration appearing to be pretty TikTok friendly. And so, I don't know, more than 170 million Americans use TikTok. Just 32% of U.S. adults support the ban. And you've heard the argument, who cares if they have access to all my stuff? Well, some people do. So there's that. Bills lost to the Rams. Rams 44, Bills 42. It was a two-point game. Impressive game personally for Josh Allen. So Josh passed for 342 yards, had three touchdowns, and rushed for 82 yards. Three more scores for the Bills. He became the first player in NFL history, you know, the entirety of the league, with three passing touchdowns and three rushing touchdowns in a single game. With all that, with the record-setting play and the don't worry, I'll do it, with that attitude, still they lost, and Josh does not like losing.
Hate losing. If you lose by two, you lose by 100, it don't matter. You're still losing. Offensively, we got to find ways to score before the half and score after the half, so we didn't do our part either.
Well, with the impressive individual play, it's a team loss.
Got to make one more play than they do, however it may be. So, again, it's a total team loss, three phases, and we feel like we didn't play up to our standard. It starts with me.
Coach?
They did a good job up front, their run game, and then they converted a lot of third downs. I think they had 15 or so third downs and maybe 11 out of 15 converted. So I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I feel like that's about right. We got to get off the field and get the ball back to Josh. I mean, you saw what he can do, and so we got to do a better job. I thought we lost two of the three phases today.
Bills on the road again next weekend, another 425 game. They'll be playing Detroit. The Lions in Detroit again on the road, 425 on Sunday. An accuser that was previously a Jane Doe has now come forward, and someone might know her. Anna Kane, the ex-wife of Evander Kane.
Former Saber. I think he plays for the Oilers now, Edmonton Oilers. Yeah.
He's out of here. He's somewhere else. Evander Kane, it's his ex-wife who at one point had an encounter with Sean Diddy Combs. Now listed by her real name, she was a Jane Doe. Added her name to the court documents. That was required by whatever judge to continue her lawsuit. She said, I hope to use a pseudonym in pursuing justice for what happened to me as a teenager. Defendants demand that I use my name. Was an attempt to intimidate me. I will not be intimidated. So she's coming forward saying, this is who I am. This is what happened. In the lawsuit, Anna Kane says she was 17 years old, still in high school when she had an encounter with Sean Diddy Combs. The suit claims that she met Combs at a recording studio in New York, and that he and others assaulted her. Now, Jay-Z is part of this whole complicated mess as well. His name has now come up. Jay-Z is accused of an incident that involves someone other than Anna Kane. This case involves a 13-year-old girl at a VMA's after party 2 decades ago. Jay-Z has strongly denied the entertainment mogul, Sean Carter, his real name, Jay-Z, responded that the claims are, according to his team and his lawyer, idiotic and part of a blackmail attempt. So there's a lot of details. Basically, Jay-Z now getting brought into this case, as his name was mentioned, as part of a group of people that were at this Video Music Awards after party when this incident is alleged to have happened. So lots still going on with that Diddy case, which is supposed to hit the courts on the 5th of May. Weez, I will defer to you for thoughts on Juan Soto, because the big news came in. Dude jumped across town to sign with another team. It's no small contract. This is a $765 million deal.
That's crazy.
To leave the Yankees, go play with the Mets.
That's crazy.
the richest deal in the history of sports. You have proudly, even though they lost, you proudly wore your Juan Soto hat.
You know, I'm bothered, but I'm not bothered. I wouldn't pay that much for him.
Okay.
There's only one person I pay that much for, and that's Joshua Allen. The rest of them, no.
You know what? He'd probably do well at baseball as well. So there it is. Yeah, that by the way, is a record-setting deal.
That's crazy.
Ohtani's deal was, what, $700 million? People are like, well, that's crazy, 10 years for $700 million. This one is a 15-year, $765 million deal to play with the Mets. So should have got Otto a baseball bat for his birthday. Yeah. Could be a sport. I mean,
you could play it.
Do what
like
you want
40.
To do, but $765
million. Make a lot of money.
That's doing okay. The videos of Soto celebrating are classic, like as any normal person would do. The celebration that happens when you get your deal. I don't care who I'm playing for.
You know how many pitchers I can buy with that money? I could buy at least two number one aces with that money.
I know.
A lot of money.
Mets got to be wise
at
with their spending. That's
two.
All.
At least one in
a. You know, well, have a budget. Know your limit. Yeah. Pay within it. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 7:29.